The following report is from British news website Middle East Eye.
Why does Israel target hospitals in Gaza? Israel has repeatedly attacked medical facilities and ambulances across Gaza, claiming they are being used by Hamas. But there are a lot of questions around the authenticity of these claims and the legality of these attacks. Last night, Israel conducted a violent raid on the El Shifa hospital in Gaza City, which is the biggest hospital in Gaza, and it's currently home to hundreds of patients, doctors, and thousands of people seeking refuge. Palestinian officials have said that 22 hospitals out of the 49 medical facilities in Gaza have completely stopped working as a result of Israeli airstrikes and Israel completely suspending all electricity and fuel supplies from Gaza since the 9th of October. So whilst Israel claims and the United States backs this claim that under the El Shifa hospital is a Hamas base or even apparently the Hamas headquarters, doctors at the El Shifa hospital have repeatedly denied that the hospital is being used for any kinds of military operations by Hamas. And Hamas themselves have denied using the hospital in this way. Israel has never provided concrete evidence that civilian facilities such as schools, hospitals, or mosques are hiding grounds for Hamas or their weapons, but has repeatedly used its own claims to justify the bombing of such civilian facilities. And here's one of the most recent examples. Israel's military spokesman Daniel Hagari points to a calendar in a hospital and calls it a guardian list for Hamas, when it's actually just days of the week. And he reads Arabic from left to right rather than right to left. Meanwhile, human rights lawyer Noura Arikat explains the reasoning for this using the Dahiya Doctrine, which is a military strategy involving the use of disproportionate force on civilian infrastructure in territories hostile to Israel to punish its enemies, basically transforming civilian targets into military ones with the framework of human shielding, she says. And you can read more about what she says in this article. And we can see evidence of this in this post by one of Israel's government spokesmen. And one of the reasons for this is Israel hopes to achieve a strategic objective by showing that they've taken over the hospital, whilst the medical complex itself, along with the displaced and the wounded, become a wider symbol of the suffering and displacement in this war. However, the US and Biden himself have repeatedly warned Israel about targeting hospitals, as hospitals have special protection under international law, says Omar Sheker, the Israel and Palestine director of Human Rights Watch. But he says that hospitals lose their safety status once they're used to commit acts that are unlawful to the enemy. But Human Rights Watch has so far found no evidence of circumstances that fall under these categories. Ultimately, Noura Arikat says that she believes that the reasons behind the operations in northern Gaza is to ethnically cleanse the area, all part of a settler colonial territorial expansion in the name of security, she says.
And that was from Middle East Eye.